If you're interested in learning about the future of e-commerce business and how channel partners are adapting to the digital age, then you wouldn't want to miss this episode. Because today on Technogram, we have Mohit Jain, who is a seasoned industry leader and is the Vice President for the e-commerce business unit at Redington Middle East in Africa. He's here with us today to share his insights and experiences. Thank you, Mohit, for joining us on Technogram.
Thank you, Denise. Pleasure.
How have you been?
It's been a busy week with Jitex and a lot going on. So yeah, it's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to look forward to.
So you've been on Technogram earlier, but yes. not at our studio, which is newly launched. So happy that you've taken the time to come here.
Congrats for setting this up.
Thank you. So my first question is about how did you kind of start your career? Can you share with us any milestones?
Yeah, it's...
You look pretty young, so...
I get that, but I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it is.
Yeah, no, I've been working for like, what, 16, 17 years now?
Okay.
I think I've had quite a journey, I must say. I started with CPG industry, with FMCG industry. Mm-hmm. So I was... I joined as a management trainee in Reckitt-McKeezer. It's a household consumer brands giant, right? And some of the brands must be very familiar, like Dettol,
right.
Lysol, you know, Strepsils, and right. So all possible brands. It was a very interesting journey. Like for 10 years, you get to do everything from a business aspect. Like I've done rural sales, I've traveled in remote interiors of India,
okay.
Taken like those rackety buses to reach the very small town with maybe 5,000 people population.
Interesting.
And you had like cold drinks and biscuits to have for lunch. So that was a very interesting start of my journey. Then I did like the whole yards of going through sales, going through trade marketing, brand marketing, all through team lead and P&L responsibility roles. And in my last assignment with them, I was in Middle East as a business head for half of the business for Reckitt for Middle East region.
So you were there for a while?
I was there for 10 years. That's where I thought I think it's a good time.
Right.
Because the world around had changed. And that's when I took a plunge and moved to a startup,
mm-hmm.
Which was India's first B2B e-commerce startup. And it was actually the fastest unicorn at that time in India. So that was my journey from a big corporate consumer goods industry, building brands and businesses, moving to a startup. And that was a whole different experience altogether. It was in very early days.
So when you were making that particular switch,
yeah.
What was like something going on in your mind?
I mean there was a lot going on in mind because as I said, I think the world had changed in 10 years,
mm.
And the whole startup ecosystem was really buzzing, and the amount of kind of good work that was happening at that time in India, it still is. It seemed the right thing to do, to learn something new as well. So I think that was a bet I took, and I think it played out well in terms of learnings and in terms of building and being part of such an early stage venture. So I spent like 2.5 years there, and then when I got a call from Redington, that was again a very interesting conversation. It led me to discover about Redington, and then I decided kind of it would be a good place to bring everything together until then, and then take this up.
Interesting. Yeah. So when you got the call from Redington, what was the exciting part of the role that kind of allured you into saying, okay, this could be my next step?
And I'll tell you a nice anecdote about Redington. My earliest memory of Redington was perhaps when the first PC came home,
mm-hmm.
The invoice copy. There was a Redington logo mentioned.
Oh, how interesting. How old were you?
I don't feel it, but yeah, it was not very old, maybe first year in college.
Right.
So it was 2002 or 2003, so maybe like...
That's the first time you heard of Redington.
Yeah. And somehow that logo and that name stuck in my mind for some reason, because it looked like a cool name,
hmm.
I must say. And then I got a call from Redington, I was like, I've heard this name before. But I had no clue about the company.
Okay.
I had no clue about the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very interesting journey in terms of getting to know about Redington, the space, the industry, and the opportunity itself. So, yeah.
So you came on board to kind of start up the e-commerce.
Yes,
division.
Yes. So the whole conversation was about like Redington wanted to kind of go into digitalization and digital transformation for itself. and also build capabilities from a go-to-market perspective to have a platform-based approach to, you know, expand our reach across the markets. So it was kind of like a, you know, building something new within a very big established organization. So it was kind of combination of two things that I had done before,
right?
But in a different space and in a different industry. So I think that was a very interesting opportunity to see that, okay, you know, you kind of get an opportunity to build an in-house startup within a bigger organization. So that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So you've been here for about, I think, 2 years or so.
2 years, yeah.
So,
time is flying by.
So the vision that you must have had in the beginning and to what you have achieved or accomplished till date, are you anywhere close to what it was, or do you still have a long way to go?
Well, I must say, I think these 2 years have been really, have just gone by. So I think there is a lot to be done.
Right. So in hindsight, 2 years is also a very short time.
It's a very short time. And also when you look around in terms of how long Redington has been, right? Like Redington has been around for 3 decades
yes.
and Mia for 2 decades. So we are like a fraction of it. What the business has evolved to, to kind of solve all the things that we can do from a platform and our vision, it will take us time. But I think in 2 years we have made very good progress, I must say, in terms of aligning on our vision, on our strategy, and the kind of also adoption and early results that we are seeing. I think that that's something that we do take pride on. But yes, I think we are probably halfway there.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay, that's a good place to be.
So
when you think of e-commerce, the first thing that comes to your mind is a tangible product.
Right.
Usually that's the case in the traditional sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And today we are in a world where even any kind of service can come to your doorstep. So my question is, when it comes to enterprise solutions, how can our channel partners leverage Redington's e-commerce platform?
Well, actually, that's the new thing that we're right now working, and in fact, very soon we'll be able to start offering the enterprise solutions that we have even for all the channel partners. So in terms of being able to order standalone softwares, being able to order hardware back-to-back, hardware software back-to-back, all of these solutions that today we do business in an offline manner would be made possible for a partner to be able to have a very seamless ordering experience and have all the information required at their fingertips. So that's something that, in fact, we're going to launch very soon. But the whole idea is, from a platform perspective, that it won't be limited anyways to only tangible products.
Right.
And today you have all kind of solutions out there to give the right experience to the partner. So that's very much coming up, in fact. Yeah.
So when you speak to the channel partners, what is the challenge that they have, or in terms of getting onboarded?
Yeah, this is a very interesting conversation, because I'll just take a step back. The way I see it, and when I've worked across in Middle East and in India, I've done some consulting projects also for Europe. So I've had some view in terms of how e-commerce has evolved. Mia, anyways, as we know, as consumers, B2C e-commerce came in like 2017 and 18, right? Like, this was a big market waiting for e-commerce to come. B2B typically follows B2C. So we are in that phase right now. Like,
right.
Finally, we see B2C taking off. These are still very early days for B2B.
Right.
Right. So from a behavior perspective, from a partner mindset, they're taking baby steps. They're big on content consumption, etc. online. But how to do business online is still something that they're getting used to. And typically, as you would see in any new product based or a new tech solution that comes in the market, there is a typical innovation bell curve that it goes through as a life cycle.
Yeah.
You know, there are early adopters in the first small part of the tail end of the bell curve.
Yeah.
Then you have the early majority, then you have late majority, and then you have like people who probably would never come,
right,
the last 10-20%.
Yeah.
So I think we're getting good traction from the early adopters.
Okay.
The effort and all the energy is now towards getting to the early majority and hit that inflection point. I think so. That's where we are. But we're getting very good response and feedback from partners, like, because this is how they do their day-to-day shopping and other stuff. So
right.
they want similar experiences when they're doing business.
And we're doing this across the Middle East.
We're doing this across Middle East. So right now we're focusing on, say, certain top markets. But the whole idea is very soon there would be a digital storefront for Redington across all the geographies we are in. So be it 30 plus countries.
Right.
That would become the door or the window for a business partner, a new business partner who wants to associate with us, you know.
Right.
That would be the single window for the partners across Middle East, Africa continent to,
yeah.
to get onboarded, to get access to our catalog and products and be able to easily do business with us. Yeah.
So yeah, well, like you said, we are in 30 plus markets. So when you have to think about how you get those channel partners to get on board,
yeah.
and the markets are so different in
right.
the way they are. So is there anything that you're doing about that or going
well,
about
absolutely. So now what we're trying to do is kind of get into other requirements and solve for all the languages that we need to solve for. Right now, we were primarily an English language-based platform, but we will have local languages coming on the platform very soon. We will have a, you know, typically like you get onboarded to a bank, within 30 minutes your accounts get activated.
Yeah.
So we're trying to achieve that kind of a milestone for ourselves, like, you know, if you can automate all possible requirements, because the challenge in this region is we are 30 countries, different
yeah.
30 legal and political entities,
yes.
right? So all of them have their different set of requirements.
Yeah.
yeah. And to meet the requirements from onboarding perspective, you need to have all the required documentation for all of these markets.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to, like, you know, take a kind of big jump there in terms of getting good technology in place, make it as seamless as possible. That makes it very easy for a partner to maybe have an account activated within a day.
Okay.
And then they're set to kind of just start buying from us.
So are we doing, like, what kind of marketing or awareness campaigns are we doing to make sure that all the partners know that we have this with us?
Yeah, no, I think so. We are present across all the marketing events where Redington as a brand is present. So there is always something in terms of leveraging our events, leveraging our engagements with brands and vendor partners. We get opportunities to talk to our partners across forums. So we are leveraging all the marketing muscle of,
yes.
of Redington, to
yeah.
be honest. And I think I must congratulate our marketing team in terms of doing a very good job in terms of making it sure that you can't miss out e-commerce when anybody gets to know about Redington.
Yeah.
So I think that's what, yeah.
Zytex must have been a good opportunity as well.
Oh, great, yeah. I mean, we have been doing Zytex even from the first year we came together. So now it's the third edition of Zytex where Redington e-commerce is there. And every year we see the conversations are evolving. So partners come, they have good feedback. They sometimes have bad feedback in terms of what things they want us to do more for them.
Yeah.
But yes, I think we are seeing more and more.
And we do try to listen to that.
Absolutely. So I must actually mention that we have a very active, you know, kind of engagement with partners. Like, depending on, obviously, they come on the website and they you know, we get their NPS scores basis how their experience has been. But we reach out on a very active basis on a monthly, you know, calendar. We're talking to almost 15-20 partners every month. These are like face-to-face conversations or video conversations. And very detailed conversations to understand what exactly are the pain points. Plus, we use a lot of analytics.
Right.
Like, we capture all sort of behavior that the partner does on the platform. So we look at the heat maps.
Well,
we
that
look
sounds
at,
interesting.
Yeah, we look at the entire funnel from the time they signed in and what all that they do. So it's a combination of data plus actual qualitative feedback. So that's something that we keep incorporating, and it's like a continuous feedback loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this because this year's theme at the event, Zytex, is all about AI and data analytics.
Yes.
So it's good to know that we are also using these kind of tools internally.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So are you able to share what kind of tools?
Yeah, so there are a lot of these interesting platforms that provide you a lot very detailed platform analytics, right? So, you know, there are industry standards, Mixpanel is there. Then we, of course, we use GA. You know, Crazy Egg. So there are a lot of marketing automation, product analytics platforms available. So we have a very good, I think, data insights coming out of a combination of, as I said,
mm-hmm.
actual data and insight and conversations.
Okay, sounds great, Mohit. So,
yeah.
coming to a little bit of the lighter side. So, not exactly light. I wanted to understand your how do you define yourself as a leader?
Okay,
you have a large team, right?
We built a good sized team, and by design, it is like a, as I said, a startup. So it's a lean team.
So everyone is an entrepreneur.
Pretty much, yes. I mean, everybody has a lot, the entire room for them to, you know, own their mandate and feel accountable for it and take pride in terms of what they do. See, my job as a leader is essentially one to have the right vision, ensure that the vision is translated into, you know, the right tools and empowerment for the team to be able to make that vision a reality. And continuously be there for the team in terms of watching them and seeing them grow, and also stepping in if say, you know, the there are issues and there are blockers coming in our way to unblock that. And yeah, and make this whole journey of being a part of you know, building something from scratch, seeing it grow, achieving milestones together, celebrating successes together. I think that's what I really enjoy as a, yeah, I mean, as somebody responsible for making it happen. Yeah.
I think the sense of ownership comes when you're doing something that you...
Yeah. I personally work with a very high sense of ownership and accountability, and I think that's a common thread. If you see across the team, you would find people are really passionate about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're talking to each other or when they're talking with the rest of the organization, so I think that's kind of become a hallmark for the team,
mm-hmm.
that you know, the team is very driven,
mm-hmm.
and that's the fun part, right? Like, rarely do you get an opportunity in your careers when you are building something,
mm-hmm.
as part of a bigger organization.
Right.
It's a very unique combination, I must say, because it's not very often that you either you're part of a bigger corporation or you're
the
startup.
This is
a very unique setup.
Hmm.
So I think that's something that I really am cognizant of, and I, you know, my team also kind of feels that
you're able to leverage the strengths of the established entity.
Yeah, because you're standing literally on the giant, you know, shoulders of the giant. So so much good work has been done. The brand, it's such a strong brand in the market.
Yeah.
You have such a vast database of the customers. That we can also start engaging with, right?
Right.
And very solid business in place.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially now it's about combining them together and leveraging that to open up the opportunities and, you know, give more kind of, as I would say, democratize the whole business,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're giving the control to their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then that opens a lot of new other, you know, incremental growth opportunities, and it becomes a growth driver for the overall organization. So yeah, so that's very exciting, to be honest. I think that's something that I really get kick.
Yeah, that's so very exciting, and it's a great point that you pointed out that, you know, we are within the larger organization, startup culture. Yeah, that's great. So when you're not at Redington, what is it that you do?
I read. I love reading, mainly non-fiction, but I've read a little bit of psychology. Now these days I'm getting more in terms of healthy living and stuff, maybe after 40.
We all get like that.
And a lot of that interesting new kind of upcoming research-based books that come up.
You have like a morning routine, 5 a.m. club?
I'm not a 5 a.m. club, I would say, but I do have some routine. Like, I try to keep myself busy with, so I do a combination of physical activities, like some bit of strength resistance, some days yoga, some days running. I think I like that mix.
Okay.
Otherwise, I love reading and I love traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to, like, both me and my wife, we are like travel freaks.
Okay.
And we travel to like 40 plus countries, and we are making plans for the next one always. So yeah, that's.
What does your wife do?
She's in aviation, so she leads the loyalty program or the frequent flyer program for a leading Indian airline.
Okay.
And so I think our kind of interests brought us together.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. I have a couple of DK questions. I thought it would be fun to try that.
Sure, why not? I used to be good at DK. I don't know now how good or bad it used to be.
Let's find out. It's just a few questions only. The first one should be easy since you're in this field.
Yeah.
Who is the father of e-commerce?
Jeff Bezos.
Okay, is I have it? A different answer here.
Really? Enlighten me.
Michael Aldridge.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to refresh.
Alright. Next
I mean,
one.
Maybe.
So, which payment method founded by Elon Musk and others in the late 1990s revolutionized the way people pay online?
PayPal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the question. So, great. The next one. Which Chinese e-commerce giant known for its massive sales during Singles Day is considered...
Yeah.
One of the world's largest online retailers.
Alibaba.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Just passed.
Thank you, Mohit. This
Thank
was
you,
fun.
Ladies. Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
You always come up with something to, you know, put you in a spot. But yeah.
Sorry about that, but it makes, I just like to get something candid out of the person, you know. So.
Good. No. No, cool, I enjoyed.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Being here and hope to have you here again.
Yeah.